Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP. 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. They are the standard for weight loss in the area. EMP180weightloss.com. They now have a location in Woodbridge, Virginia. They're taking appointments there. They are expanding fast because of so many success stories. One thing I wanted to bring up here real quick. I've been getting a little bit of grief about this. And 2 months ago, it was no big deal. Mm-hmm. So we all have a certain amount of vacation days and personal days. Everybody who has a job has that. Mm-hmm. And a couple months ago, I threw down June 11th as a personal day because my son will be completing elementary school. I believe they call it a commencement. I don't know what they call it. It's a fifth grade graduation ceremony. Something.
Right.
It's not the same as a high school graduation, but I put that down as a personal day. And I do remember at the time, Drab said, well, what if the Capitals actually made it to the Stanley Cup Final? I think this was legitimately, they were down like 2-0 to Columbus. This was a while back. This was several weeks ago.
Right.
That I asked for this personal day. I'm like, wow, what are the chances that they're in the Stanley Cup final?
You would have said zero at that point.
And I was like, I didn't check the schedule. I was like, and it may be all done by then anyway. And it could be done because the 11th is Monday. But it would be an important show if, let's say, they lose the next two and there is a game seven, or if they win on Sunday, it's Monday.
Right.
So on Monday, I have this personal day.
No, I know, but I'm trying to figure out the schedule. So they play game
Thursday,
five
Sunday
tomorrow.
Correct.
Game six Sunday.
So if they would win that game six,
win
then obviously that's
home.
The championship.
So I get it. It's an important show. Is my son's graduation from fifth grade important? I will tell you, he actually told me, he said, Dad, you know, it's not as important as a high school graduation.
Mm-hmm. You got that right.
So he's
giving you a pass.
But what I told him is, you know, as a dad, I'm assuming you guys have all seen your kids graduate from elementary school. That's actually the school.
Not sure I've seen all my kids.
That's actually the school that they're in the longest. They're in an elementary school for 6 years,
I just
potentially
think
7 years.
That's something, I think that's something that if anybody else in the room did, you would joan on them for doing it. Like if I did that, if I took the show off because I wanted to go see, you know, Ava graduate elementary, you'd joan. 100% you would.
I don't know how. I don't.
You would say it's elementary.
It doesn't bother me because when it gets around kid stuff, I just wait. You know, everyone's got to do what they got to do.
Anything with kid stuff,
kid stuff is important.
But winning the Stanley Cup is also important. But the first championship in the 25 years is very important.
If any one of us are missing from one of the shows, it's fine.
I know
we survive.
The show will go on. That's not the point, though. It's the biggest show in your career that day, a single show.
Nah, that's not true.
Absolutely.
It's kind of true.
The first championship of your career on radio.
It's one of the biggest.
It's not even an achievement. They just passed you through.
The biggest shows of my career were in 1997 when they gave us an 8-week tryout.
Every show was a tryout.
Those
were big shows. Those were big shows.
Your biggest show in mornings.
I think for
the first couple shows,
okay,
HFS.
Maybe,
I mean,
but
I
think
know.
For Eric, the biggest show was the Tuesday after Maryland won the national championship.
Maybe, I don't know,
because you're a much bigger Maryland basketball fan than you are Caps fan.
I don't know,
or you certainly were then when Gary was there.
Then, yeah, I don't know right now.
You can do what you want. It is what it is. It's people are going to joan.
It's a kid thing. I'm not going to joan because it's a kid thing. When it gets to the kid stuff, everyone has their own.
And remember, the two guys that are joning the most don't have kids.
I don't even care.
I told Drabby that.
I'm telling you. You know what's funny?
I know you don't care.
John Feinstein's been coming at me on Twitter the last couple days. Like, what is he doing?
Yeah, I just ignore it.
You know what, though? Sometimes dads can't go to their kids' events. With your guys' dads, it happened.
I get
Our
it.
Dad happened. They couldn't go to every single game.
But if it's something, hold on, but if it's something that JP decides it's important to him, then
it's also a little different.
Want to go to that.
It's also a little different for me.
I personally don't think it's that big a deal when your kid graduates from elementary school. I think I went to one or two of them. In fact, I don't think I went to any elementary school stuff. I went to one middle school thing. But it's each individual.
Is your daughter still in elementary school?
Yeah, but I had two others.
I get it.
That went through. I don't think I went to it,
but it was at, you know, 2 o'clock.
Cakes would cancel his speech at his son's high school graduation to be on the show on Monday.
It's not like I'm missing the game.
I don't know that's true. Cakes pretty.
He's a massive Caps fan.
It wasn't my son's high school graduation. It was the following year that I did it.
Yeah, but JP's the one who also said that this is the start of the Bostonian-type run and everything.
Right.
And he's not going to be the here.
He knows that's not going to happen.
The start of the run, he'll be at an ice cream social.
It's impossible.
Yeah, you'll have a cake. He'll be eating funfetti.
I could come to the first hour or so of the show.
For me personally, I don't care what he does. That would be ludicrous
to come for the first hour.
Okay. The reality is I'm in a little bit of different situation being divorced.
Definitely a factor.
For me to not show up is a bit of a show.
He's got half the time with his kids.
I know. Look, you do what you want. I'm just telling you, people are going to go Joan like these dudes.
They're definitely Joan.
Well, who cares what they Joan? They're irrelevant.
He's got a whole team of people.
They don't even know. It's like with pet stuff. I can't really Joan on pets. I don't have a pet. I don't know. You guys are in love with all your pets.
Right.
I don't get it.
Right.
I don't get it.
I know.
So it's like with kids, they don't get it. They just don't get it.
But he does make a good point about the divorce.
It's not like it's a concert. I'll skip a concert in a heartbeat. A play. Oh,
yeah. I try to get out of all those.
How about my kid skipped a concert on Monday? He actually supposedly had a required chorus, and I had a discussion with him, and he's like, "I don't want to go, Dad."
I just think that's something.
I asked him, I said, "Are you getting in trouble for not going to this choral concert?" He said, "No."
I just think it's something that if Cakes or I did, and we went and we missed that show for a elementary commencement or whatever you call it, you would Joan.
To me, an elementary school graduation is nothing, but if it's something to you, it's not for me to say.
It's the time. I mean, I think it might have been before the playoffs, but I'm gonna say if I did request for it, it was probably during the Columbus series because the odds of them making the Stanley Cup final, because Drab did bring it up. He's like, well, what if they make the Stanley Cup final?
Right.
I'm just kind of like, I just learned that we have personal days.
By the way.
It's vacation day,
okay,
whatever.
Vacation days.
By the way, someone's making a good point. He says, stop all the talking. You're going to jinx them and they'll probably lose now. We're just assuming they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Hey, maybe they win tomorrow.
I mean, I think it's a pretty good chance.
We're just discussing a scenario.
It could be a scenario even if they win or lose. Like, if there's a game seven, that's a huge show.
Yeah.
But if they lose, there's drama.
But if they lose, it's not as big. It's not as big a decision.
Now, game seven would be on Wednesday, right? Because there's two days for travel.
If they win the Stanley Cup and he's not, those are the easiest shows.
Right.
If they win, that show's going to be so easy.
No, it's not.
You wouldn't even notice that dummy's not here.
It's difficult for us to do.
Right.
I mean, I just would think that he might want to be here for something like that.
Do you really want to be here for anything?
I'd like to be here for that show.
Yeah.
That's about the only one of the year.
Right.
Because you're going to bring cocktails in.
Well, he called in twice during his vacation.
Bring champagne in.
What'd you call in for? You wanted to be part of the conversation on something.
Well, we were talking about the Caps and the...
Caps Pens, probably.
No, was it was Lightning. That? It was Caps Lightning, and then...
And then
we were previewing the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, because he said that they were going to... that they were inevitably going to choke. He wanted to chime in.
It was the morning of Game 7, yes.
That they were down 3-2.
But then I called in the next day, and you guys played the clip and the audio.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Tom in Haymarket. Tom, what's up?
Hey, guys, two quick things. First of all, if they win tomorrow night, would a parade be Monday? Is that a good – or they do a weekend parade in D.C.?
I don't know how that would work.
I don't think they would do it on the weekend. I think that's too quick of a turnaround, but I could be wrong.
I mean, a Monday parade is much more difficult of a decision than a Monday show if they win Sunday. But I just want to real quick – I have a much younger brother than me. And back in 2000, he graduated high school, and I skipped out on his graduation to go to the Sixers-Lakers finals back in 2000. And at the time, I thought it was a good idea. And then well, frankly, 20 minutes after the game, because the Lakers killed my Sixers after that first game where they, remember the Sixers won the first game, sure. And then the Lakers killed them in four more. And I kind of regretted it after the Lakers killed us by 20 to win the finals. But years and years later, I will admit, I do, maybe I get softer as I get older, but I definitely regret that I missed. You can go to a lot of finals games. I guess you can only see your kid graduate from fifth grade once. So I would say if it's a show versus a graduation, you go to the graduation. But a parade's a different story, man.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Parade's a different story.
But a parade's probably not going to be during our show.
I think it's
my
just,
guess is a parade would be later in the day.
We'll be there.
Yes. But, yeah,
we'll be on an avenue somewhere.
Is that a lock?
100%.
100%.
Just it has
might
to
be.
It has to be when it's a family. When it's a family thing, it has to be the individual's decision. I really think that.
I
don't like that answer. Sorry.
I put in the request 2 months ago.
Let me ask you this: Are you actually leaning towards
not pajama day?
Are you leaning towards not going to the graduation?
No, I'm leaning towards going to the graduation.
Oh, okay.
Because never
he's been
in my
he's
mind.
He's been thinking about going the whole time.
So it's a lock. You're not coming to the show.
You put in a request for, let's put it this way. You put in a request after me for your November vacation.
Well, right? That's because I'm calculating.
I get it.
Right. Most calculated person I've ever met.
I calculated this a while back. This is one of those days I have to take off.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation day, person day, whatever you want to call it.
I don't think it matters what's going on in the sports world.
Hey, what about
this?
It's
a family thing. Family is more important than the job. Sorry.
You have Jess tape it. And then you
tape it.
What? And then you have like a watch party when you get home from the show, and you throw a big party and everything.
Or you could tape the radio show, and I'll listen to it. I'll listen to the podcast.
All right,
to the 100 callers saying, "Woo-hoo, we won a championship."
You'll listen to the podcast. Right.
What's interesting about it is that his own kid doesn't care, but JP feels an obligation to be there, and so he's got a myriad of reasons, probably doesn't want to go into, that he feels like he should be there. So, you know, you can't factor that. You know what I mean? You guys have no idea.
Of course they don't. They don't have kids.
I know.
But also,
they've got dogs.
But I mean, just taking it back to when we were kids, did we care to even go to our graduations? Not really.
I don't remember.
Not kids don't usually.
I didn't even have an elementary school graduation.
We sang like Ebony and Ivory. I remember that.
I don't know if it was a graduation. Maybe it was.
It's that type of, it's a ceremony.
Just donks sitting there in tiny chairs picking their nose.
Yeah.
JP, will you regret it if there is a parade on Monday and you're not there?
No.
Jeez. I feel a little bad.
Let's go to Andrew in Vienna. Andrew, what's up? Growing the Junks.
So, I think you skip the graduation. If it's another 20-plus years before we win something again, your kid can look back and say, hey, my dad skipped my fifth grade graduation because we actually won a championship in this city.
Well, it's not just the it's because they won a championship. It's kind of his obligation for work.
It's my job. I get that.
But he also
it's not just the championship.
He also earned the right to take days off. And he's worked 22 years to have the right to take days off that he requested, by the way, 2 months ago.
I understand that, but sometimes you just got to eat a S sandwich. You just have to suck it up.
Yeah, but he's actually in a position he doesn't have to.
Here's the deal. If it gets to a game six, I may be on the streets emceeing an event on Sunday night, and then I just don't do the show on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I may be going to the game on Sunday night.
Could be.
Going to the game.
I said I'd do that, and that's not a paid deal. Now the tickets are expensive.
You got to do what you got to do, bro.
Again, it's an individual thing. It's a family. When it's a family thing, I just don't feel like people. And he's earned the right. He has the days. I don't think people have the right to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I think elementary school graduations are dumb. I don't even think I went to any of them.
Right. But the kids.
And if it was a concert,
but the kids think it's dumb.
I would do anything in the world to miss it.
Well, no, the kids may think it's dumb, but I actually think, look, I just went to my daughter's high school graduation. Okay, you'll be going to your daughter's high school graduation.
That's
next
totally
year.
Different.
Mm-hmm. It's a lock. You're going to get creepers.
Oh, 100%.
Because that
is,
what's the next milestone after that? Think about it. Like the next big event for your daughter after she graduates high school, college graduation,
mm-hmm.
and then it's wedding.
Right.
Like in terms of big life marks.
Sure.
Huge. Milestone marks.
I think kids at that age don't think it's dumb. I think that, now maybe your kid does, but I think most kids think it's a huge accomplishment. They
to
see
do
all
what?
The, to do whatever walk they do for the fifth grade graduation or the sixth grade graduation.
Oh, I don't think the kids think it's some grad. Oh, maybe they think
they
it's...
do. They do at that age. It's all about achievement, accomplishment, achieving goals, and they see all the parents there, and they think it's a big deal.
I don't think my kid would rather win his fantasy league.
Oh, well, that's way more
like
important.
Like I said, your kid might be
promotion.
Different. I think most kids
By the way,
think
kids,
it's a big deal.
They're going to hate 99% of the time you're there.
Of course.
You're going to be happy when your son goes across, but
it's more
the
of
rest
a,
of the time
I don't even think they do that for fifth grade.
Oh, they don't
It's almost like a concert.
Here's the thing, Jason. It's more of a milestone.
They did with my kids' graduation.
It's more of a milestone than it is an accomplishment. It's a milestone. It's like a mile marker. It's like, you know what I mean? It's a sentimental moment. But it's no accomplishment to graduate fifth grade. It ain't. I don't care what anybody says.
No,
you accomplish nothing in life.
Of course not.
You finish fifth grade. It's zero accomplishment. It's a milestone.
In a 10-year-old's brain, it is.
I cannot imagine.
I don't think it
I think it's more sentimental. You're moving on now. It's like middle school, bigger world.
All right, so what's the difference? My point is
they
think
it's
a big... It's
not an accomplishment. It's a milestone.
All right, well,
I'm just picking the word.
You are picking the word. I think it's
I think
both.
I'm more accurate.
Doesn't matter. My point is the kid wants to see their parents there.
Actually, his kid said he didn't care.
Again, how many times do you want me to say it? Maybe his kid doesn't. Most kids do.
EB knows it's wrong. He's just setting up for lacrosse season when the Nats have a run.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong. I think you can do whatever you want with your personal days, with your vacation days.
Who cares?
Sorry.
Who cares?
It affects me not at all that he wants to.
It only affects those two guys.
Yeah. Jason doesn't even care.
Like, would you have less of a problem, Drab and Valdez, would you have less of a problem, Miss, because I've had to take days off when my mother has had hospital visits. Because I'm the only son that lives here.
No, they have a brain injury.
That's an emergency.
They have a brain injury if they have a problem with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a day off. Period.
Yeah. You do it. You do what you got to do. Doesn't bother me. Let's go to Con Centerville. Con, what's up? Is this the guy who used to bring us chicken?
It's got to be.
Hey, can't
be
how you doing, guys?
Was that Boston Market or was that Chicken Out?
Chicken Out.
No, chicken.
That was Chicken Out.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, man. So best of both worlds. Cats win. JP, you're already off. So just pull your kids from the fifth grade graduation and go to the parade.
And blow off the shell and go to the parade. Yeah, good work.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, if I pulled him out of school, we'd be butt-sized for whatever reason.
Let's go to Shane. Shane is the intern.
Moose is calling back.
What's up, Moose?
He's like the only intern we've been allowed to have in the last 10 years.
Oh, junkies.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Bickle, you remember me?
I do. I do. I do.
Good one, Moose.
Did he ever even talk to you? Did he say one word to you?
I was nice to him.
Yeah, he had me go get his McDonald's order every morning.
Right.
That's not true.
So I wanted to say that I skipped my college graduation this year.
Because?
Because my parents didn't really care for it. It wasn't a great ceremony. And I didn't care for it either. So we didn't do it at all. Uh-huh. We took the pictures, but we didn't do the ceremony. And I think it's about the means to get there and not about the final result, not the end goal. So you should definitely
You're about the process.
Yes. Trust the process.
All right. And what is the so what is he saying? Which side is he on?
I say skip the graduation.
For the record, our boss just texted us, program director. And he said, for the record, it's not a problem with me.
Yeah.
And I don't think there'll be a parade on Monday anyway.
Right.
So it could be a whole non-issue, but a bunch of people want to chime in. Is a fifth grade graduation important? 800-666-1067.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win some U2 tickets. Game show Wednesday. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9. But we're talking about this little dilemma. The producers give me a hard time because I'd put in a request. I was looking for the email, but couldn't find it. 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, whatever, for June 11th. June 11th is my son's fifth grade graduation, commencement, whatever it is, program. It's in the morning. And it turns out the Caps have had this incredible run in the Stanley Cup Final coming to its conclusion. They could win tomorrow night, and then we celebrate on Friday. There could be a parade on Monday. We don't know. They're giving me a hard time. And look, I put in the request, and I'm going to take the day off. I said at the time, and I would be willing to do this, that I might be willing to do an hour, like, early, but I'm going to bolt and make it to the ceremony.
For whatever reason, you've determined that's important for you to be there.
Right.
So I don't see how anybody can have a problem with it.
And like I said, I'm in a different situation too. I'm divorced. Without getting that much into it, I just think it would be a show if one side shows up and the other side doesn't.
Right. I think so. That makes sense to me.
Like, I think in the other situation, like when you're together with the mom,
you can have one guy show.
Right. Then yep. One can represent.
You say, hey, can you go and rep for me? Yeah, but when
both of us don't have to go, do we?
Right.
Right.
That whole angle.
That's how I try to do everything.
Right. I get that.
Yeah.
Right. A bunch of people want to weigh in on all sides.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to...
I get it. I'm going to get Joan shrapnel. And I deservedly so, maybe.
Right. I mean, just...
Again, I don't have a problem with any of it. I mean, you can do what you want. I'd probably do the same thing. I just think that that's something that you would Joan on someone else for.
I guess. I think so. Anytime you take off, well, you're going to get Joan on for not being here, just for not being here.
Right.
Because that's just what happens here. But I also think that what people do with their personal days, generally speaking, is their own. You know, should we be Joaning on Drabby when he missed the show because so he could move into his house? I mean, I don't know. I didn't think so. So it was fine. But people do on their personal days.
That's
what they
fair.
Do.
But it was also game one.
Okay, well, who cares?
Yeah, well, the, yeah, the time.
Mean, you could have made an argument at the
Jones,
time.
It's your personal biggest, day. You got to do your thing.
That was the biggest show at the time.
Yeah, it was the biggest. 20-some years.
JP's not some absentee dad who's just making a rare appearance. He's with Dylan all the time. They play video games every day.
Well, hold on. You don't even know. You're talking out of your ass.
I'm friends with JP. I know him. Yeah. They shoot hoops all the time. He's not just making
But he also brings up brings up a dynamic that you can't even relate to.
I don't relate to that.
Yeah.
Right.
First of all, not having kids. And secondly, when you have a divorce situation and everything's going fine, but you can't have one side of the family be there and the other side not. That looks hurting.
It's hurting when you scream, got to get that Stanley for years, and then they get it and you're not here.
Do you really, truly, deep down have a problem with it?
He just wants.
No.
He wants.
No.
I will say this.
But he gets sized for 8 callers on the line because it's a good topic.
No, it's a great topic.
So let's go to the callers.
It's a better topic than what he had at 8:20. Miss America gets rid of the bikinis.
That's a hot topic.
I actually think that's kind of a show too. To be honest with you. I mean, you're gonna have a chubby Miss America.
Well,
I mean, are you kidding? You've now opened up the floodgates.
I doubt they'd be chubby.
You've opened up the floodgates.
But there's no way I want to talk.
Oprah's going to be Miss America.
I didn't want to talk for 20 minutes about it.
Right. Or a Snaggletooth.
Yeah, right. Let's go to Greg, Capitol Hill.
Hey, junkies.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
What up, bro? Hey, JT, you absolutely, positively must go to your son's graduation. Here's why. Deep down, your son wants to know that he's more important than work. And if he looks out from that stage and sees all the dads running around taking videos and you're not there, it's going to hurt him.
I'm going to go. I don't get peer pressured into moves. I get it. They want to peer pressure me to not go to graduation and be here for work. Not going to happen. Yeah. I'm more entrenched.
Let's go to Phyllis in Gainesville. Like, I know it depends on the kid. You can't make a blanket statement like that. I know for a fact my oldest, he doesn't want me coming to stuff. Like, if you get acknowledged for being on the honor roll or you get acknowledged for your
Some kids get embarrassed.
Raising a banner. He's like, Dad, don't go. It's just don't go.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Doesn't want you there. So it just depends on the kid. Phyllis, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love you. We've been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you.
And we're super long-time Caps fans who went for many years before they got swept by the Red Wings.
So cool.
So we're really excited about this. I love listening to you guys, the mornings after wins especially, because so uplifting. And we would greatly miss you, but you have to go to the promotion. I mean, you just don't know what might happen. You might
I think that's actually what it's called, promotion ceremony. Yeah. I couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he may get his driver's license, and a tree may fall on his car.
Well, that's happened. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you, Phyllis. That's still a traumatic. She's laughing about it. It's still a traumatic event in my family.
And you replaced the car already.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Baller. Yeah, yeah. It only took him a day. He's a baller.
He's a baller. He's flush.
No, I don't have time.
Don't act like you're not.
I don't have time for this. Let's go to Mike.
You
Falls
think
Church.
I am, but I'm not.
Mike, what's up?
I want to know what the son wants. If he'd rather do the graduation than go to the parade. And I also wonder, you know, if this was the football team's parade, would the same decision be made?
Yes.
Look, the last thing I want to say.
He doesn't care about that. He doesn't care.
And the last thing I want to say,
go ahead.
And the last thing I want to say is how happy I am that you're living the dream, man. I think you really deserve it. But by what I mean by living the dream, if you did have to go to work, you're going to a parade. Last night I missed my kids' play because I had to go to a client dinner. And I think that's what most of the world lives like. But I'm really happy
that's
with
very
for
fortunate.
You.
Yeah. That's true.
You're right. You're right.
Believe me, we're very fortunate. And I what I said 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago, whenever
Mike.
The drab was, I will do as much of the show as possible, but I don't want to miss the actual promotion ceremony.
What time is the actual? What time is this promotion start?
I think it's at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even worth coming.
Check.
Is it really worth coming down here for an hour?
No. That's what I said. I said if it came down to it, like if everybody
we
was like,
we could Skype
have
you
to.
In. You want to Skype
right.
in?
I don't know if I can.
You know, he could just have them come in like at 5 and record, this is silly. Great for the Caps.
Amazing.
And we'll just put them in during the show.
Stanley Cup champions.
Side note, apropos of nothing. My mother mentioned to me the other day that we said we were going to Skype her in sometimes, and she only did it one time. So she's actually asked.
Attention dollars.
She wants attention dollars. She loves the attention dollars.
Keep it in the back of your mind.
All right.
You know, I know it's a logistical nightmare sometimes.
Oh,
but
I'm so distraught.
She's got her new iPhone whatever she's got now, and so she's all, you know, teched out.
She's embracing technology.
Yeah. She said she didn't want to die with a flip phone, so. Let's go to Tom in D.C. Tom, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Tom. Hey.
So, you know, my take is that, JP, you know, I feel for you, man. You know, I'm, as a divorced dad, I know what it's like. There's extra pressure. So the guys that have kids, they sort of understand. The ones that don't have kids, your producers, they're just wrong. You know, divorced dad, you got to represent. So I support you, and congratulations.
They just want to stir the pot. Valdez, the fake Jason Bishop on Twitter, brought up a good point. Mister, it's just sports. It's
right.
All sudden pressuring.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's just sports.
It's a great
scam.
Point.
No,
it's just sports. He watches golf 24/7.
It's a good
thing. It's not about sports. It's about having responsibility supposed to do.
See, he doesn't think.
That's the same guy who gets hammered on the job.
And you know what? I was disciplined for it.
Okay, right. But here I actually have approval from management.
Yeah, but also he's earned the right to take days off. He's earned those rights.
I'll tell you what, I might get hammered on the job if they win it.
It doesn't say in our contract that you can't take off before a big game 5 or before a big game 6 or before potentially a parade.
No, they want to draw the line. So let's say your son is graduated from high school but happens to be the time of the parade. You can't do that?
Yeah, no, of course. Family stuff, you can do whatever you want. As far as I'm
concerned. So everything's just out the window regarding work.
Yes. But when it comes to kids.
No, here's what work is. Honestly, pull back the curtain. He gets to do shows Monday through Friday, minus 6 weeks of vacation, and minus, if he's sick, whatever sick days are. That's his obligation, and in good faith. Mm-hmm. And not don't abuse it, don't fake sick, don't fake some crap, but his obligation is to work, give his best effort, entertain everyone, do our thing, but he earned his vacation time to use as he could go do a staycation like Lurch. He could go to Puerto Rico. He could go to his kid's graduation. It doesn't set, you know what I mean? He earned that right.
That is all true, but there's also a reason why you guys cram your vacation in the summertime.
Because that's pressure from management. But frankly, if we really wanted to put our foot down, you know, we earned the right. We got to get that. We take the vacation when we take it. And we by the way,
and the
are
truth
company
is,
men who go out of our way. We do two-man show. We do everything to make it. We want everyone to be happy. We're big-time company men.
Yes, big-time.
It sounds like.
Big-time. And yes, we
hold
do.
Hold on a second. It sounds like Valdez has more of a problem than Drab.
Well, I'll just say this about the whole cramming in vacation. Jason has.
He's got the face. I
got the face because he's
November 26th through November 30th.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, he went over the line.
He
took a cheap shot.
I admit it.
Well, you're kind of attacking him. He just wanted to fire back. That's all.
Well, I think if Mooney had the biggest case of his life, he couldn't get it postponed because.
That's a different job. That's a different job.
Yeah. Look, can't compare it.
It's a different job. It's a luxury. There's no doubt, and believe me, we understand it's a luxury of this job. But
the show really isn't affected on that particular day.
And
if
as EB said, the truth is, you pull back the curtain. These are some of the easiest shows when you have everybody interested in this Capitals run.
You know what's worse? In the middle of July, when nothing's going on, and people start coming up with things, reasons not to show up. That's worse. That's worse.
Well, that's why you take 2 or 3 weeks of vacation in the summer.
That's why I took all of July off.
Yeah.
It's a great move.
I don't even know if I had anything going on.
It's not like I'm one of these guys who's taken paternity leave for 2 months, which you probably can.
Don't even get me started.
I think you take up like to a month.
I have
month
or 6 weeks. How about this one? Isabel,
what's the Entercom policy on paternity leave?
I'll have to look into the policy. I might have another kid. I might just adopt the kid so I can adopt someone
and then put him up for adoption.
When Isabella was born,
yeah.
I think I missed the show the day she was born and the show after. And I had a torn ACL with the stupid-ass brace like this.
Right.
I was showing up here with that damn annoying brace.
Let's go to Ron.
You shouldn't have.
Rockville.
You would have paternity leave.
Should have taken a whole week.
Last call. Ron, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Good, you guys doing today?
What's up, Ron?
Great. What's up?
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I've been in your situation as a divorcee. My children were young, and I missed their promotion. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I regret it. It hurts me. It brings tears to my eyes. When I went to their high school graduation, because I reflected back on what I missed as a parent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the job is going to be there, but things that happen with your family, those events will never repeat.
Right. Right.
You take those things to the heart. Forget all this bull that everybody telling you about your job this, your job that. Your family's going to stand with you.
Man, listen,
and it brings a tear to my eye right now, thinking about hearing people tell you and talk to you on that matter.
Especially
when it comes to your family, keep your family warm.
I know what's coming. Go ahead.
Right, especially punks with no kids and 100 cats.
Yeah. People with no children are always going to tell you, hey, go to the sporting event. It hurts. It hurts, man. It's going to hurt you in the future.
I know, Ron.
Sounds like a pastor.
Okay? It's going to hurt you. I've been a Redskins fan for all my years.
Right.
I've been a Caps fan just recently because of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a Bullets from way back in the day when they went from D.C.
Come on.
I mean, Ron is just speaking from the heart.
If you're watching on NBC Sports Washington, EB is being so phony because he asked for the song.
Valdez. But the only reason why is literally we're 3 minutes behind.
We are.
We're supposed to do a commercial.
All right, we're giving away YouTube tickets next.
About that.
Game show Wednesday. You can call it now at 800-636-1067. Fantastic prize. Tickets to go see U2 in concert. And we're going to play the leaderboard. Very simple game. Give listeners a chance to figure something out.
And leaderboard is you just give some stats or something.
It's like a box score. Box score breakdown.
Now we got to do it quick, though, because you know that everyone's Googling away.
I understand that.
See the same old poopers. All right, let's go to Randy and Owens. Randy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
What's up, Randy?
Randy, playing the leaderboard. If you were to look at the Washington Nationals lineup right now, who is the leader in batting average of active players?
Mendoza.
Mendoza?
No, he said
Mendoza.
He said Mendoza.
We can say with authority it is not Mendoza.
And it is not Anthony Rendon.
No, it is not. I don't know who Mendoza is.
Rendon.
I don't know if there is a guy named
He's
Mendoza.
He's probably silly, though.
No.
He's probably got good hands.
No, yeah. They can Google. Who's up next?
Al Rashid, South Riding.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up, Al?
Al Rashid. There's my man, Al Rashid.
Al, if you can answer that same question, you will be going to see U2 in concert.
100% chance he knows it.
You said active?
Yes. Like, if you looked at the box score yesterday, who is their leading hitter?
For the season, I'm going to say Juan Soto.
It is.
He's kind of silly.
Look at Al Rashid. Al Rashid, you're going to U2, bro.
Yep, you get a pair of tickets.
My man.
U2 for their Experience Plus Innocence Tour live June 18th at the Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now through Live Nation and the Capital One Arena box office. But you can win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. Get your details at thefandc.com/contests. So Al's going to go see Bono and the Edge and Company. That's a nice prize.
That is a good prize. Do we have more? Or that was it.
No, we have more. I think we have another pair of tickets.
By the way, the concert's like in, what, 14 days?
I shut down when you start doing the read.
Is it really?
Where is it?
Capital One Arena.
Damn. It's a good show. Let's go to, let me see. Like, in fairness, we should go to Keith and Laurel.
You two don't play any smaller than that.
No, I was wondering.
Pretty much, no.
Keith, what's morning. Up, buddy?
Morning, Jonks.
Hey.
What's up?
All right, JP.
Pretty good. Go Caps.
Yeah, go
Let's
Caps.
Go Caps.
All right, Keith, of course, everybody knows LeBron James is leading the way for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think he's averaging right around 40 points a game right now in the NBA Finals. Who is the Cleveland Cavaliers' leading assist man?
No, I have idea.
J.R. Reed.
J.R. Reed.
From Carolina.
High top fade. Oh, I remember J.R. Reed.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next call.
From Virginia Beach,
Virginia Beach.
Yeah, that's right.
From,
yep. From the 757.
Correct.
Right. So far, we've had Jerry and Anthony Rendoza.
Rendoza.
That's a big sports fan.
These are our listeners.
Right. I'm from 757.
Right. Let's go to Jason Hampstead, wherever that is. Hey, Jason, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Where's Hampstead?
That's in Carroll County up by PA.
That's deep.
Wow, that is up there.
So, and you get the signal, or you watch on NBC Sports Washington?
Watch online.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Very cool.
Same question for you. Everybody knows that LeBron is the leading scorer for the Cavs, averaging about 40 points per game here in the finals. Who is their leading assists man?
I'm not an NBA guy, but I'm going to guess J.R. Smith.
Nope.
This is the easiest question ever.
It really is.
Let's go to Rob in La Plata. Rob, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Same question for you.
Rob.
Now, is this
going to say, go ahead.
Is this for leading assist guy just for the playoffs or for the entire year?
Both.
Okay.
All right. Didn't change.
I'm going to say it's LeBron James.
It is LeBron James.
Big winner. You're going to go see U2 at Capital One Arena. Sir, enjoy the show.
You know, we often get asked.
So easy.
Make the questions easy enough so you get a winner. And you come up with something like that.
Couldn't be easier.
I mean, who would be the second guy? George Hill? Maybe like four assists a game?
That one's easier, but the Nats lineup question is not necessarily
easy. The reason why I brought up the Nats lineup question is, I think Pete Medhurst highlighted this earlier today on the Sports Flash. They don't have one guy besides a 19-year-old hitting above 255 in their everyday lineup right now. So I think Trey Turner's hitting 255. I mean, we've talked about Bryce Harper. He's not hitting for a great average. Matt Adams has home runs, but his average isn't there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, to be fair, I mean, if you consider Matt Adams a backup, which to start the year he was, they've got four backups in their everyday lineup right now.
I get it. Defoe actually has reached base, I think, 11 of the last 13 games, so he's playing better.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the lineup, it's struggling to hit.
Yeah, but you know what? They're right there. They're a game back. They got 34 wins.
I would look at that, like if you asked Rizzo about it, I would look at it as a good thing because – almost all those guys are proven commodities, and I believe in the back of your baseball card bit, and I think they're going to regress to the or progress to the mean.
I think so.
It means you're going to get some better production.
I mean, I don't know that I have that much confidence in Defoe.
Defoe's a good player, man.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine. I have no issue with Defoe. He's hit 250. I mean, 247.
Right, but I'm saying that
he might regress.
No, I'm saying that that's probably what
I think. Zimmerman will hit better. God only knows what Michael Taylor. I would think Trey Turner. If Trey Turner's the player we thought he was 2 years ago, I think he's going to hit better.
He should.
I think Rendon will hit better.
Rendoza.
Bryce.
Bryce got to hit better. We get Eaton back. I mean, there's a lot of good there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, remember remember Defoe last year? He had a good year last year. He was much better than 247.
Yeah, but if he hits like 250, if Wilmer Defoe was a career 250 hitter, that would make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some pop.
That's fine.
Can play the position.
You're fine.
Yeah.
All right, we will talk to Mike Rizzo next. Nats GM, president of baseball ops, Mike Rizzo joins us every Wednesday as we go in the clubhouse here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.